This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Try online therapy today at betterhelp.com/regardless. Family means everything to me, you guys, and that's why I love the holidays. Not just for the gifts, but for the cozy moments spent with my mom, my dad, and my younger brother. It's really all about cooking together, catching up, and just connecting. For me, you guys know, growing up with a mom who's a therapist and a dad who is an executive team coach, I've always had this emotional SWAT team built in whenever I needed it. And I know the holidays can bring up a lot of emotions. I was just on the phone with my mom for 2 hours, using her as a soundboard to help me navigate a challenging situation. So whether it's about relationships, family, cuffing season, and feeling lonely, or just preparing for the new year, regardless of what you're going through, it's so important to have a built-in support system throughout your 20s. And this is where therapy comes in. And I know not everyone has a therapist mom, and that's why I love BetterHelp. It connects you with licensed therapists online through text, phone, or video calls, all on your schedule. If you're thinking of starting therapy, you should absolutely give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and all on your schedule. Just fill a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find comfort this December, my love, with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/regardless today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp. HELP.com/regardless.
Welcome to Regardless. This podcast is the go-to hub for 20-something women navigating life's toughest chapters. I know it's not easy right now, and I want you to know that you're not alone, that you can come here to remember that you can keep going, and regardless of what shows up, you've got this. No, I literally can feel my heart like racing and beating right now. And these past 2 months, I've had this feeling way too often, but I'm trying to pivot that and be like, it's all happening for a reason. Sky, it's just not working out. I've had to hear that phrase twice in 2 months. And in the moment of hearing it, I literally could just feel my heart dropping to the floor. And I think in our 20s, we don't really normalize this, but we experience so much grief and so much loss, whether it is grieving a broken heart, a loss of a relationship, to a loss of a job, to a loss of an identity, to a loss of a friend, or something that is no longer serving you. And I'm here to talk about those things. So as you guys know, I got laid off end of October, and that literally felt like someone was just kicking me to the floor. And as I'm trying to get my bearing and trying to get back up, someone just comes in and freaking punches me in the head, and I'm back on the floor. And I think what makes this degree of heartache so painful is because I never fully healed the first heartache. And now I'm just like swimming in this heartache. And I don't really know like what my next steps are right now. I don't really know how I'm going to fully move forward. I don't know how I'm going to heal this heartache. And I'm deciding not to share what the second heartache is with you guys, but I really wanted to catch this moment of me being vulnerable, of me being in the deep end right now. And for anyone who is listening, whether you're heartbroken, you're grieving a relationship, you are grieving a person, you are grieving a job, you are not alone. And I think as a girl who is seen as the strong friend or successful or thriving, like I'm not thriving. But that doesn't mean that I won't be. And I think it is okay for us, especially as women, to not be okay. It's okay to not be the strong friend. It is okay to lean into the pain, the discomfort, the unknown. Like, you guys, these two pillars in my life, the most stable pillars in my life, my job, financial security, benefits, income that I can rely on every single month, was taken away from me, ripped out of my life. And then a month later, a relationship was. And I'm now sitting here, and what I thought was my reality now and what I thought my future would look like is no longer a thing. And I'm scared, and I'm in that unknown, and I don't know what I'm going to do. And that's okay. And so really, you guys, I think this is a moment where I have to take my own medicine, which is like so much easier said than done. And I preach regardless all the time, and I use it, of course, but I think it's in moments where, like, when it's so excruciating, when you're in bed and it's not even just an emotional experience of heartache, like you're physically ill, like my heart is racing, I'm nauseous, like I want to throw up. And it's in those moments where it's like, how can I show myself so much self-love to be like, Sky, it's okay. Like, you can feel all of this and you don't have to have the answers. And you're allowed to lean into your support system. You're allowed to lean into the people who can have those answers for you right now. So this is my reminder to you, babe, that you do not need to know the answers. You are allowed to lean into your support system. And if you don't have that support system, you have me. You have my support system. And I just wanted to take like a pulse check with you guys. And I wanted this episode to just honor literally my support system. I want to thank, I'm getting emotional. I want to thank my mom for literally being on like the phone for me for like hours when she has work and other things. I want to thank my dad for literally just being a healthy male in my life. I want to thank my younger brother who literally just experienced heartbreak, who's 3 years younger than me. And now I'm looking back at him being like, Nate, what did you learn? Like, how can I learn from you? I want to thank my incredible girlfriends in my life who are literally the backbone. I want to thank my mentors who are like, Sky, regardless of this heartbreak, this is all happening for you. This massive boulder and things of things that just weren't serving you, it has to be removed so you can go create what you're meant to create. This is all happening for you. It may not feel it right now, my love, but it is, and you must trust that. I want to thank myself for being so graceful with this loss. And I want to thank myself for leaning in and not being okay and accepting that and surrendering to all of this. And the moment that this second heartbreak happened, the moment that I heard the second, it's just not working, I was in bed, literally shaking, sobbing my eyeballs out. And on my 27th birthday, the gift that my best friends gave to me at my dinner party, I asked them if I could pass my phone around on a voice memo, and I asked for everyone to share what is the one quality that they wanted me to step into, stepping into this new year, stepping into 27. You guys, this was literally the most amazing birthday experience of my life. Like, we were literally at the Santa Monica proper hotel rooftop, and I'm crying with my girlfriends who are just like, Sky, this is what we want for you. When you're feeling like you can't take another step, when you're feeling like the fear is just overcoming and overtaking your body, when you don't know what is going to happen or how to move forward, you're going to play this voice memo and you are going to be reminded that you freaking got this regardless. And like, how cool is it that this word that I created senior year of college is now something that my mentors, my parents, my, you know, family members, my friends are now being like, Sky, now you run with regardless. And now I'm taking it right now. And so I'm about to play for you guys this exact voice memo. And I know all of these reminders were obviously for me, but listening back at them, my loves, these are all reminders for you because we are a mirror of each other. And I promise you, in every single thing that one of these girls told me, it will resonate. And if you do not have an emotional SWAT team like me, you don't have to have one because you have Regardless and you have my emotional SWAT team. So I'm about to play it for you guys. Okay. Shout out to literally my girlfriends. I don't know what the fuck I would do without you.
Project. My theater voice. Okay. Oh, that's a way better idea. Okay, perfect. No need to project. Okay. So what I want for you in your life is to play. I want you to feel like all of the hard work and all of the seeds that you've been planting and watering with every fiber of your being for the last X amount of years, 26 years, to feel worth it, to feel like it's paid off, to feel like you can breathe and be free and accept and play and just like run with the momentum and the energy of all the this hard work and just tired hours and everything that you've done for your life to just feel like it's paid off. And I feel like it's on the track with the amazing momentum with this shift in your life that you're going to keep working hard because I know you, which is why I'm saying not continue working hard, but just, I think, play and feel the reward of all of your hard work as you continue to work hard because that is something you do authentically and naturally because of who you are. Passing. Woo! Passing on to the bag.
Love you. That's like really hard to follow. I feel like every time I talk to you, you're like, I'm experiencing burnout. And so I want you to take this year to once a month dedicate a day to yourself where you're either getting a massage, spa day, like an entire day, not just like a walk. For you, because you work so damn hard and I feel like you spend so much of your free time with other people that I want you to just have like a sky day once a month. That's all. I love you.
Mine is gonna feel like it's wrapped up in ego, but it's not. It's I want you to step into your stardom that I know you have. I think that so often, so many of us work with people or behind the camera, seeing talent that can make it, and there's a certain passion, a certain sparkle that you need, and you have it. That's something you're born with. You can't teach that. You've always had that since the day I met you, and it like gives me chills thinking about it. But any setback that you have in your life, I want you to look at it and channel it and be like, you know what? Where is this taking me? This is just a door closed for a very necessary one to open. You are meant to be a star, Skylar Sorkin. I know you are. And no, but we all know this. This is why we're all here. And truthfully, like, it's so not ego-based. It's just so who you are. Your message deserves to be heard. And so we all want to hear it. That's why we've been around for all these years. And so many more people deserve to hear it. So.
This is Mia. Okay. Mine, I would say, I want you to be like step into your like stoicism in like areas where maybe you're not having it, like not enough, but just like things that maybe you're overthinking or having stress, like very much like let them like vibes and energy, like step into the let them energy, but also like feel the feels, don't act like they don't exist, but like let them have their moment and be like, this is what it is, this is 27 regardless, like, you know, it's basically what you've been doing. So just like, it's the regardless mindset, just step more into that, which should be easy for you.
This is Marissa. We're back to your regular scheduled programming. I love you, obviously. I haven't known you as long as these women, but what I know of you is that you're such a powerful woman. Like, beyond, I don't even think you understand how powerful you are. I mean, you do, but you don't. You know what I mean? I would love to see you feel like you can accelerate in what you're doing, but also really, like, grasp the freedom in it all. You know, I think there's a reoccurring theme with what everyone's saying, but just feel free in what you're doing. Whatever that means to you, whether it's not worrying, whether it's just having the day to yourself, like she said, just really sink into the freedom of what you're doing. Do it, but be free.
Hi. Hello. Okay, I heard two things when I was like, what do I want to say? What do I feel? One is trust. Like, total trust that you don't have to do anything but what feels right, what feels fun, what you're doing, and everything you want, and then something's going to happen. Like, truly, the universe has such a bigger, better plan for us than we could ever concoct. And it's kind of, like, out of our control. It's like the train is leaving the station, and, like, it's kind of what was already meant to occur. So just know it's all going to happen. There's no question. It's happening. And the second thing I heard was choice of, like, you get to choose. You, like me, are such a feeler, and we feel all the things. And I would love for you this year to be like, I don't really want to feel that. I don't need to engage with that if it's not valuable or I can't learn from it, I can't grow from it. To get to choose what you give your all to and your feelings and your energy versus what's just like, no, that's not for me and it doesn't serve me and I'm not learning and like, nah, you know? So like trust and choice. Whoa. That's it. Drop mic.
Katya.
Okay, hello.
Everyone's having their podcast moment.
Everyone's having their podcast moment. I will say, I hope we get an appearance, but no. I think one of the biggest things with you that I've noticed and observed in all of the interactions that you have with people in like our shared circle or my circle or your own circle, you make people feel so seen and so heard, and you build a community through your interactions, and that's something that not a lot of people can do. So I think, even though I feel strongly that you are already doing this, to continue to expand and embrace the community that you have, because you have such a gift with people, and ultimately at the end of the day, your community is going to be what lifts you up and what carries you forward. So I think embracing your community would be my little thing. I love you.
I love you so much, Skylar. And I think my advice is that you don't need advice. Because
wow.
I just felt like everyone's not, I'm not trying to shade everyone. Like, even me, like, you're always like, what should I do? What? You're asking advice from E! Entertainment, Larry, like, your friends, your family, your boyfriend. You don't need advice. You actually don't need to hear all of this because you already know. We're just confirmation. I think that's what you're actually asking. It's just confirmation of what you already know. But I could give my advice is that you don't need any advice. You don't need us to say or tell you to do anything. I think if anything, I would love for, like, and you're 27, to ask yourself first, like, what do I want to do? And then let me ask for confirmation from my boyfriend. Let me ask for confirmation from us. Like, can you support me in this decision? Can you make me feel like I'm making it right? But I don't think you need advice. I think as 27-year-old grown woman, you're mature. You know what you're doing. So I hope that you really take this to heart, that you really don't need any more advice.
So playing off of that, what comes up for me is, like, move into opportunities where you are maybe alone. Maybe you don't do things with us. Maybe you are purposely taking yourself on a date. You're purposely doing something that's a little bit uncomfortable or challenging to challenge yourself, to know what to do when you're like, what do I feel like right now? How do I move through this? What's the right decision? I find that that is when I feel the most empowered, and I also feel like that is where, like, my spiritual side comes out, and I know that, like, we really connected on that. Even, like, the We're Not Really Strangers cards I gave you, like, go to the beach tomorrow, do your Not Really Strangers game with yourself, like, continue investing in yourself so that you don't need to rely on everyone for everything. Not that you already do, but I'm just saying we all do a little bit, you know? And you have everything you need inside you already. And I feel like your life, like, this next chapter is just recognizing that and unlocking it. So keep taking yourself on dates. Keep taking yourself with the new time that you have to your solo dinners and happy hours, and do your journaling and go to therapy and do all the things.
Okay, so I'm really hoping that all of this sounds clear once it's on this beautiful mic, but I just want to thank all of my best friends for that gift, because the night that I was totally blindsided and just felt like my heart was breaking into freaking pieces in my bed alone, that is what I put on. So thank you to my girls for being there with me in bed. like literally. I'm not okay right now. I'm grieving. And regardless of this heartbreak, I know that everything is happening for me. It's happening for you. And my mama therapist, told me something super helpful. And she said, Sky, who would you be today if you didn't have this struggle or this concern? Who would you be? And go be that person today. We've got this, babe. Thanks for listening to Regardless. Catch new episodes every Monday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube. Just a reminder that this podcast is purely an entertainment and educational platform. This does not substitute for any therapeutic or medical advice. You've got this, babe.